call the Agriculture Environment Natural Resources Finance Committee to order. And members, what we're about to do here is to try and to put together some bills that will have policy in them and send them on to other locations so that they can continue in the process. As you know, we have a supplemental bill that's being put together, and that bill is going to be focusing just on the dollars that are needed for state government finance, but there are also some policy issues that need to be moved forward, and when our omnibus finance bill is kind of being held up, we wanted to pass on other activities. So members, in your packet you should have the Senate file 762, which is the Clean Water Legacy Act, and we had it moved back to our committee from Ways and Means because we had sent it on to Ways and Means, and what we've done is we have a delete everything amendment that will remove all of the appropriations from the language, and we will this is the policy issues of the Clean Water Legacy Act, and it is identified for you as F-762-DE3. So I will first move Senate file 762, and then I'll move the delete everything amendment S-762-DE3. Members, do you have any questions? What we will be doing is putting this delete everything amendment onto this bill, and then the intent is then to send this to the general register. Is there any questions on the delete everything amendment? Representative Junk.
Mr. Chair, can you go to the general register? Do you have to travel through rules?
In speaking with the clerk's office, they said that our motion should be to send it to general register. If it needs to go to rules because of some technicalities with regard to rules, that they would be the ones to redirect. So it may not get to the general register directly. It may have to go through rules first, but the chief clerk will make that determination.
My question is just missing the committee deadlines. I thought automatically out of these committees had to maybe go to rules.
And the chief clerk said that we didn't have to make that determination. He would make that for us. And if it's failed to make a deadline, then he would redirect it to rules. Which is great. That way we don't have to sort it out.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dill.
Marilyn probably answered this, or you can. I had put the civicultural and the those clean water monitoring provisions in that. Are these in the delete all? I'm quickly looking just to find them.
Okay.
The two items. You know what I'm referring to. So we're just on that. Thank you.
Representative Dill, this is the same language or identical language that was in the omnibus bill. With regard to Clean Water Legacy.
Very good.
Which had all those provisions in it.
Great. Thank you. I'm sure I'll find them, but I just was going to scramble.
Any other questions? Okay, the motion occurs on the Delete Everything Amendment for Senate File 762. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The amendment's adopted. The motion is to move Senate File 762 as amended to the General Register. What's this? Oh, we have, I guess we have one additional amendment that is a late request from the it's my understanding that this came from Mr. Coleman from the Public Facilities Authority, and that they have a request that this language was in the jobs finance bill, and that they would like to have this included. Could we have someone come up just and give us just a very brief overview of what this is? And first of all, is this controversial?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members. My name is Jeff Freeman with the Public Facilities Authority. Terry Coleman couldn't be here this morning, but this amendment make some technical corrections to the TMDL grant program, to give us some better structure to administer the program. And then it also, in the first part under 446A.051, which is the PFA statute, it gives us some structure to tie all of these new programs together. Without this, there's a potential with the phosphorus grants and TMDL grants and small community program. It's theoretically one project could go over 100%. So
technical in nature and non-controversial, correct?
Correct. Okay.
Any questions on? I'll move the JHAMD-15 amendment to Senate File 762. Any questions on that amendment? Representative Cornish?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering when you said non-controversial technical on page 2, you've got the cost where they got the study and plans with ground and means, and then on page 3 they're talking about fees and the authority to charge the grant. I just, if you're comfortable with it, I guess I am, but I
This was in the general or jobs bill, I believe, the omnibus bill, passed that committee.
Part of it was.
Right. Well, okay, maybe you want to give us an explanation on
maybe
that.
Maybe I'll give you a little. On the TMDL grant program, what this does on page 2 of the amendment, it sets up essentially a application window of 1 month, June 1st to June 30th of each year, when money is available, so that we can, basically the program was set up as kind of a first-come, first-serve program based on when the TMDLs were approved. What this does is it adds some additional criteria of when the application is received and also the which application has the greatest load reduction. So it sets up an application time frame that will allow us to then on July 1st, take the applications that have been received and determine what the correct priority for the available funds is. It also sets up a process under subdivision 3, lines 2.14 through 2.19, if there's money available, if there aren't communities coming forward to take the TMDL grants to meet TMDL requirements, this provision would allow a balance of that money to be used for projects that can't go forward because the TMDL hasn't been completed. And so if a community can find some way of meeting their wastewater needs through a non-surface water discharge, and that costs additional money to do, this would allow some of that, those grant funds to meet those project needs.
All right. Is there anyone opposed to this, if you're aware of?
We've talked about it with several of the interested parties, and we have not heard any opposition.
Is there anyone that wants to speak in opposition to this amendment? Hey, members, I feel comfortable with going forward. I've had real positive working relationship with the authority in the past, and I've never known them to try and sneak anything by us, so I believe it's if they're saying this is make it a little better world, I have no reason to disbelieve that. So, any other questions on the amendment? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Bill is amended.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Riddle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We talked earlier about a couple of studies that I'm looking for a place for, and
Representative Riddle, I think those are on the Ag Bill, and this is a Clean Water Legacy Act is what we're on right now.
Wait for another bill.
Wait for another bill.
The train will be rolling here in just a
minute. All right. Yeah, toot the whistle, and I'll be ready to go.
Okay. We have Senate File 762 in front of us as amended. Any other questions? The motion will be to move 762 as amended to the General Register. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Bill's passed. Members, can I let me clarify that was a recommendation to pass? That was kind of my assumption. And any objections to that, including that? All right, hearing none, the motion will be that there was recommendation to pass to the general register. House file 3441, Representative Junkie. Representative Junkie moves House file 3441. I'd like to tell us what you want us to do this morning.
Well, Mr. Chair, reading these, and I guess it's partially my fault and my naivety about the process here today, both 3441 and 3442 are not in a similar condition as they left this committee in the omnibus bill. We had amended and added and subtracted on both of those. So in this, you know, I guess we can, I guess I'd ask two questions. Either we can move them on separately and I can draft those amendments and do them in rules on the way out, or we can take one of them, 3442 in particular, is a department, kind of a department bill, more than 3441, and just kind of put together the ag omnibus policy stuff onto one and move them all then into rules and take care of them on one file number as we move. So,
Representative Junkie, I think what I'm going to suggest is that we set these aside for now, give you some opportunity to work on it now, kind of seeing as to what we're doing. And that's also give other members an opportunity. I see we're like 15 minutes left. We'll probably have less than 10 minutes for us to actually do committee work. So it would be my intent for us to recess and then come back later, even if it's just for a few minutes this evening or sometime. We'll try to squeeze it in.
Be more helpful, Mr.
Chair. So that we can then make these moves at that time rather than try to
run them through. And then, Mr. Chair, the question would be, mm-hmm, on the ag, I know Representative Erdahl and Peterson have a couple of amendments. They're looking for a vehicle for the ag side of it. Do we want to direct them to work on one bill number here together on their amendments? And it doesn't matter to me which one and whose bills are. But we should. I wonder if we should put together everything.
Yeah.
You know.
But let's talk about that a little bit. We're a little concerned about getting materials that would need to go through Ways and Means Committee rather than directly through
the
floor. And so let's try and sort that out in our further discussion here a little bit later.
Well, then, Mr. Chair, at this time, both 34, 41, and 42, my two bills, I would temporarily lay over until we come back from recess so I can have counsel draft up the language from the omnibus bill that left here.
Okay. And members, I think the next one, House File 3605, Representative Tingelstedt is here. Representative Tingelstedt, I think that may take us a little longer than what we have time for right now. If you could just maybe wait, but see if we can get to Representative Hornstein's first, because I think we can probably take care of his real quickly, so he won't have to come back later today. Representative Hornstein, he has House File 3718. Too many documents. I can't find it. This is Representative Hornstein. I'll move House File 3718. Would you explain to us what you'd like to do?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I really appreciate this opportunity to have the committee revisit the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle issue. And, Mr. Chair, there is a BEAMD 11 delete all amendment that I'd like to have moved.
All right. I'll move the House File 3718. I'll also move the BEAMD 11.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, this was a committee that I especially appreciated the level of debate and engagement on this issue when we brought it here a couple of weeks ago. There was an amendment to the page 1 and the first 7 lines on page 2 of this BEAMD 11 amendment is the language that came out of this committee in the omnibus bill. What we've done is also add on page 2, beginning with line 9 and then going into page 3 down to line 21, language that was also passed related to this issue in the Jobs and Economic Opportunity Policy and Finance Committee omnibus bill. So what we're doing is just having one bill to address the three consensus issues that have emerged through the committee process in the House related to plug-in vehicles. The additional language on page two is a task force that will be the Department of Commerce has you know, been very involved and engaged in this. It's very little, minimal funding, which they will be absorbing the cost of and staffing. So that's really the only thing that's different for this committee than what you've passed previously.
All right. Question for members.
Mr. Chairman, will you send it to the Department of Commerce to justify that they're willing to bring the cost to this?
Chris M. Hornstein? We did have on the Department of Administration. He's asked.
Well, there's a couple of issues here, Mr. Chair and Representative Magnus. The first subdivision deals with the Department of Administration, the first two, and they were here and testified, and there's no issues there. You know, the Department of Commerce, Mr. Garvey in particular, has been the person who I've been, you know, involved here with, and, you know, again, it's just expenses. It's very, very minimal, maybe several hundred dollars of costs to the department. So they were fine with that. That's why it was included in the jobs bill.
This is the exact language that's in the current
jobs omnibus bill. In fact, unanimously, Representative Wilkin carried that amendment. So, I mean, I am speaking very confidently, Mr. Chair, Representative Magnus, and members, that there is absolutely no controversy with this additional provision.
Other questions? Representative Hepper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't remember exactly what happened, but Representative Blaine had a bill.
Yep.
And didn't we blend these two issues? Is it in this amendment?
Yeah.
The neighborhood, Mr. Chair, the neighborhood electric vehicle references in the first division, second subdivision was that Blaine and Junkie hybrid neighborhood electric vehicle.
I just want to make sure that was in the
team. You bet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my understanding, and Representative Hornstein, if you just verify, that the language that you have here is the identical language that was either in the omnibus finance bill for the ag environment natural resources bill or the jobs bill.
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. The motion occurs on amending House File 3718 with the AMD 11 amendment. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. A bill is amended. We now have the amended bill before us. The recommendation will be for it to pass and be referred to the General Register. Are there any questions on that motion? Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The bill is passed. Thank you, Representative Hornstein.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, members.
Members, as we talked earlier, mentioned earlier, Representative Junkie has a couple of bills that needs to be worked on a little bit more. Representative Tinglestead is here, and we're going to try to make that into an omnibus kind of a policy bill. So many of the things that we have already discussed here today we'll kind of put together and put into that bill. Representative Hornstein's bill has passed, and then Representative Tennis has a bill that we'll talk about. But we are running real short. Session starts at 9 o'clock. Before we get involved in these other issues, they will take longer than the 2 or 3 minutes that we have. And so I would, I'm not sure exactly when we'll be able to get back, but I'd like to recess to the call of the chair, and that we will try and arrange a time and get back as quickly as we can. In the meantime, if you'll look over the materials that you have, so that when we do come back, we can operate efficiently and get you out as quickly as possible. That would be helpful. And if you have any additions or things that you believe need to be policy issues that need a vehicle, this is kind of the opportunity for the committee to help you out with that type of a situation. It's almost, as for those who may not be aware of what the operation here is, and this is the kind of the mode I operated in for years when I was in the minority, and that's where you're trying to find a vehicle to get it passed. Once you get something past the floor, then it's available to go into a conference committee with a same or similar subject. So this is, you you have issues that this is, we need to try and help each other as much as we can as a committee members, and then from here on we'll go to the floor, and from there on it's you know, may the best survive. All right, anything else? We're in recess. To call the chair. We'll bring our meeting to order. Members, we're going to start first with House. Hey, there's the man. 3441. It's Representative Junkie's bill. Representative Junkie moves House File 3441. This is the fertilizer checkoff bill. It was part of the agricultural omnibus bill and finance bill, and it had extensive discussion in Ways and Means Committee. And Representative Junkie, I believe you have an amendment. Is that correct, or is it just the bill?
No, Mr. Chair, I have a delete everything amendment, DE4, that I would move at this time. And just brief explanation, Mr. Chair, the DE4...
He moves the amendment, and it is... What's the number?
DE4.
Oh, got it. All right.
And what this is just if we took the language right out of the omnibus bill that we passed, and that's been through Ways and Means, and we're just amending the original bill with that language because it had had some tweaks. The only difference in this and what passed is on page 2, under the definition of fertilizer, we want to make it clear that it did not include vegetable or animal manures, which is on 210 and 211. That's non-controversial. All the groups agreed to that. We want to specify this is not for manure or organic fertilizer. So that's the only change. Otherwise, exactly the same as we've passed through four different committees in this place.
Sounds like a sticky amendment. All right, we'll have any discussion on the DE4 amendment to House File 3441? Okay, a motion occurs on the DE4 amendment. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. House File 3441 is amended. The motion now is to send that to the General Register. So, Representative Junkie moves them. That House File 3441 will be moved to the General Register as amended and be recommended to pass. Any further questions? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Bill is passed as amended. Representative Junkie has House File 3442. And do you have a
yep,
delete
Mr.
everything
I
amendment?
That. Recommend it to pass. General Register, I have the DE1 amendment to that. Again, this is the apiary bill. If you remember, we heard it in agriculture and ag finance, and that this too then has been through Ways and Means. This is repeals the old apiary statutes as well as replaces a statute that inadvertently got left out last year to give them the authority to inspect beehives in the state, the Commissioner of Agriculture. This language, again, is lifted right out of that omnibus bill, and now we want to put it back into 3442 so that it's in the same shape that we all passed it through this place.
Okay, and this is the same language that's already been through Ways and Means?
Yes.
Okay, have you had any conversation with Representative Knobloch about it because of the fee or anything like that, or...
On this particular one, I didn't. I guess I'd go to the General Register at this point, and I will find it.
All right. Representative Pennis.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I could be wrong, but I was asked about this, so that's why I'm bringing your attention to it. On the delete all amendment, line 1.20, did it not say the commissioner may... charge, this is shall, or was it changed in another committee? That's
Mr. Chair, Rev. Spence, I honestly don't know. I don't know if the department is here. The department is here.
And I could be wrong.
I don't care either way. That's his department language, again, to reinstate. What they do is if people need to move beehives from state to state, some states require an inspection. And this would allow the commissioner to charge for that expense of driving out and inspecting the hives. But I don't know if it's shall or may or if it matters.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Reinhold said it was shall before.
Mr. Chairman, members, in 3810, which was the
omnibus
ag bill, if shall was in that version, that was passed by the committee.
And Mr. Chair, I know the department chair, I don't think it matters. You could put me if you feel more comfortable, if you think that'll pass Knobloch muster better, but it's not. I'd ask the chair for his advice on that, because it really doesn't matter. May means they may charge it, and they most likely will. Shall means they absolutely have to send them a bill. Now, I don't know if there's a circumstance where they wouldn't do that. Maybe Quinn Cheney's here. Maybe she can.
Welcome to the committee. Please identify yourself for the record.
Hi, Mr. Chair. This is Quinn Cheney with Minnesota Department of Agriculture. And I think either way, as you said, it was shall in the original bill, and I think either way it would be fine, may or shall.
Okay. I just leave it like that. And we'll
that's how it was when it went through Ways and Means. So.
Mr. Chair, I have no objection because I understand what's going on. I think it was all better with me, but we'll cross that bridge when we have to.
Okay. Sometimes the only thing that I see is that when you're dealing with something that's targeted right to the cost of performing the inspections right. And services, it just makes sure that everyone pays their fair share.
Yeah.
And I don't really see a problem with that, as long as it's targeted to that. The motion on the DE1 amendment. Any further questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Bill is amended. Now we have the House File 3442 as amended before us. Any further questions? This one will be recommended to pass and be referred to the General Register. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Bill is passed. Let's see. We took care of Representative Hornstein. We have Representative Tinglestead, 3605. And I'll move House File 3605. Representative Tinglestead, I want to thank you very much for allowing me to replace you as chief author on this bill. I appreciate that so that we can use this kind of as an omnibus bill for policy issues that are being forwarded out of this committee. It's going to be a kind of a catch-all, so it just gets us a vehicle to move things at least out of here, and so we can say that we've dealt with them.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's my pleasure to help in whatever way I can.
The your original bill dealt with the LCMR appropriation, and of course we'll be deleting that entire appropriation out because we don't want this to go towards or to the Ways and Means Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Yes, I understand that this will become a policy bill, so I know we have some other amendments to look at on here, including the LCMR reform in an upcoming amendment, but yeah, that's fine to strike the appropriations on line 15219.
And Mr. Antingo said the First Amendment we have deals with the LCMR provision. I assume it's probably one of your original bills. Mm-hmm. It's the AMD 10 amendment. So I have moved House File 3605. I'll now move the AMD 10 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. And as you said, Mr. Chair, this was in an earlier bill which was heard in GovOps, Environmental Policy and Environment Finance. And actually, I think we need to look at striking the appropriations language. So this is indeed a policy bill related to reforming the LCMR. And I believe that would be lines 8.28 through 9.5.
And which page?
Pages 8 and 9.
8 and 9.
The sections aren't numbered in this amendment, but it's the appropriations.
Mr. Reinhold, you concur with that?
Mr. Chairman, yeah, that would be correct. It takes out the appropriations.
Okay. The motion is to remove the appropriation section from this amendment. Any questions, members? We can incorporate that in if you don't. That's okay?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members, and if I could just give a little description of that, we are planning on having the appropriations travel in a separate bill, and that these would join up. As you know, we're working closely with the Senate to try to match language and appropriations accordingly through their LCMR reform bill as well. Senator Dal Sams has the companion bill in the Senate.
And where is this bill at right now?
This bill with appropriations was referred from Environment Finance to Ways and Means, where it's awaiting a hearing, but I think we're looking at alternative options. So as you do with many of your bills, Mr. Chair, you know, have a plan for Plan B, Plan C, according to what happens at this during session.
All right. Any questions on the D-10 amendment? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Those amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
Next amendment, thank you very much. Next amendment, members, we will deal with is the D-13 amendment. And I'll also move the D-13 amendment. This is a... this one has several different provisions within it. One is that the first section is the motor vehicle noise issues that we've had on with regard to racetracks that we had in our bill. The ISTS pilot program, where we just changed the date to give them a little more time to be able to operate that program. The next section is the application of stormwater rules to counties. And that is also a provision. It's a technical change in order to be able to accommodate. I believe that's another pilot program. Ms. Brick, can you explain that one?
This is the section that actually just changes the definition in law so that counties are not included in this stormwater.
Ah, that's right. Okay. That is, it does have to do with time periods, though, and it allows them to to go forward without being impacted by the rules while they're doing this activity. The next one is the sequestration report that's just asking for a report to us based upon the activities of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency on carbon sequestration. And I think the greenhouse gas emissions report falls in line with that also. Are there any questions on the D-13 amendment? Okay, the question occurs on D-13. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Bill is amended. Next, we have the D-14 amendment. And Ms. Brick, can you give me a recap as to what this one is about? D-14.
AMD-14. This is the language in the bill that pertains to Department of Natural Resources. The first one that we just did pertained to pollution control language, and these are all the amendments that pertain to natural resources.
These are all provisions that were in our omnibus bill?
Right, yeah, all of them. Mm-hmm.
And so this is just giving them another vehicle in order to be able to keep them on the move so we can maybe find a home for these items.
Right.
Are there any changes at all from any what the members have passed out of here in the finance bill?
No, it's the exact same language.
Okay. Any questions on the D-14 amendment? Okay, the question occurs on D-14. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. DNR amendment is approved. Okay, we have there's one amendment that we have being copied yet. Before that, they have. Would you mind sharing, members? This is a watershed district, an amendment, I believe, that we dealt with earlier. And Ms. Brick, if you can. Representative Beard, the man. Would you give us a brief reminder as to what this is about?
I will, Mr. Chair and members, and be sure you give that page a nice tip. He just is showing up with copies that are still nice and toasty warm as he hands them out. This bill came before us about a month ago, before the Ag Policy Committee and the Finance Committee. It currently is parked in local government operations because in its original form, it had another half a page of language that actually restated and reinforced its bonding authority, the watershed's bonding authority. That actually was comfort language by an attorney that was getting paid lots of money. The contention that most of us have is they already have bonding authority. We don't have to restate it. So in order to just make this amendment a little cleaner and to travel with a little less controversy, we removed the bonding provision, and it is identical to the bill that we described a little bit ago. Basically, the Lower Minnesota Watershed District is the only watershed district in the state that has a navigable waterway that it's responsible for. More than 90% of all the agricultural products in Minnesota leave the state for international export through the Port of Savage. And what the private grain elevators in Savage are asking the watershed district to do is to acquire a 17-acre parcel, create a public fee structure so that the private companies can dredge their barge slips and deposit the dirt that they take out of their barge slips on this public facility, so it gets mingled with the stuff that the Army Corps of Engineers takes out on a regular basis and can all be disposed of appropriately and at the same time. And that's what we're looking for, statutory authority to do that.
Okay, members, I'll move the 1608 amendment. Are there any questions on 1608? Just to refresh your memory also, this is all in our omnibus finance bill, and so we have dealt with this and have passed it on to other committees in the past. Any questions? Okay, the motion occurs on including A06-1608 amendment into 3605. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Those amended. Thank you very much,
Rep. Thank you, members.
What else? I'm ready to move this bill. Is that it? Representative Magnus.
Is the D-15 amendment go to 3605 also, or is that one going somewhere?
D-15.
Is that one the intent to go somewhere else?
We're trying to find it.
I got it too.
Have a date on it?
Yeah,
424.
Total
CMDL grants. That should have went with this morning's. Should have been prior to Clean Water Legacy. Okay. Did we already do that one?
We already got that done.
Okay. Should be prior to Clean Water Legacy.
Okay.
Yes, that was the PFA amendment that we had this morning. We had some testimony on it. Okay. Well, thank you for helping us make sure we keep the pieces on the table and not let them drop off. The motion will now occur on House File 3605 as amended, be referred to the Bureau of Pass and be referred to the General Register. Are there any questions on that motion? Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The bill is passed. Let's see. Representative Pennis, we have House File 3546. And I want to thank you, Representative Pennis, for agreeing to allow me to be chief author on this also. We haven't taken that action yet, but we are putting in the motion to have that occur. So thank you very much. This will be our omnibus ag bill. And we have the D04 amendment. And this will, we retain everything that I believe is in the current bill. Is that correct? Except for, no, that's appropriations. That has to go. So is this a delete everything amendment, D04? Okay, we should include that in the language on the bill, that it's a delete everything. Is that, the staff can maybe help me with that? on the agricultural bill, the 3546, the DO4 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I think Mr. Sullivan has an answer for you.
I don't know the question, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, members, I think I'll have to draft kind of a detailed page and line to go from this sort of in-blank amendment where the pages and lines aren't identified to delete everything. So basically I'll strike line 1.2 and say delete everything after the enacting clause, but then I'll need to renumber the sections okay. in order, I think.
What we can do is just in our motion we'll provide you the authority to do that, and you'll just kind of take care of it. But I am correct that this should be a delete everything?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, great. That's what I needed. So the members, first of all, Representative Pennis moves House File 3546. And then move the CS-AMD04 amendment, which will be changed to a delete everything amendment, and so that will be incorporated in, and staff will make appropriate corrections to the amendment to make it a delete everything. And Ms. Brick, if you can remind me what this is from DTO, I recognize.
These are also sections from the Omnibus Agriculture Bill, and it's most sections except for the beekeeper amendments, the nutrient task force that we dealt with separately,
mm-hmm.
and there was one study on milk volume, which was Representative Welty's, but he has a standalone bill right now sitting on the General Register, and there's another study that Representative Erdahl is going to speak to that's not included in this amendment. That was in our original language.
So the compensation sections, I believe, here are just to provide authorization for compensation for crop damage. And
it actually puts a cap
on it. Okay, that's right. Okay.
And the
and that state fair on the bottom page, two members, you might want to recall that the Street Rod Association wanted some authorization with regard to state fair usage of the campground. And then there's also some authority for the State Board of
Animal Health
to deal with tuberculosis, bovine tuberculosis,
cheeseburger,
bovine,
cheeseburger,
this is a Personal Food Consumption Act. It's Representative Erdahl's. And that takes care of it. That's what we have. That's an injunction.
Well, Mr. Chair, now I looked at it, and I guess my question would be, why isn't the bees or the fertilizer in here all in one omnibus file? Why should those two travel separately?
They have the Mr. Reinhold.
And Mr. Chairman, when this was drafted, the idea was we were taking those items that were not did not have the fiscal effects, and those two provisions, as they were in the bill, had fiscal effects, so they were not drafted in there.
What we were concerned about is that because of the word fee, we get that this piece could get dragged into back into wage and means again.
I understand, Mr. Chair, but again, in here we're seeing caps put on $100,000 for both programs. I mean, there is money in here. That, you know, someone may be just as interested in as a bee charge to beekeepers by the department. And frankly, the fertilizer bill has, it's revenue neutral for the state of Minnesota. There's no revenue loss or intake on that one.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Johnkey, there are no provisions in the DO4 that would show up on the typical spreadsheet where we track spending. There were provisions that showed up on the spreadsheet. If you remember, in the beekeeping, there was a $13,000 loss to the general fund. And there are, even though the provisions in the fertilizer council are equal revenue and expenditures, those still showed up that way, and they still would have gone to Ways and Means if the chairman of Ways and Means had not given you the okay to send it to the general register. We were not aware of that when we drafted this.
And Representative Chunky.
Well, again, Mr. Chair, it just seems like we're sending a couple minority bills on forward that may end up in oblivion. And, you know, in my mind, we're putting together an omnibus bill that you're carrying that's going to have a lot better chance. I mean, I'm just going to lay that on the table, and that's what I see here. And I get her. I'm not suspicious of you, Mr. Chair, but the process, and I know how things happened these last few weeks. And now to have a couple of them trying to run on their own and get off the general register versus one that I know will be pulled off the general register, I would hope.
Well,
I know there's no guarantees, yeah. But I'm just, I guess I'd like to stress that because, again, the fertilizer bill did not show up on our spreadsheet. And the other one that did show up on the spreadsheet, now you're making me nervous again, Mr. Reinholz. Does it have to go over to Ways and Means then? You're talking about spreadsheet numbers.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Junkie, when that bill came up here and was recommended to go to the general register, we did talk about it, and you did say that you would talk to Chairman Knobloch, I believe. Otherwise, I probably would have recommended that it not go to the general register. But it is only $13,000, and
I will.
Chairman Knobloch could pull that back if he wants to. If he does not give you the okay.
President Junkie, what I can tell you is that what I'm trying to do is put out multiple vehicles, and that I have no idea as to what has potential and what doesn't. But if we get a bill like this, if it would get on the floor and we have be able to get it on the calendar and actually get it up on the floor, that as long as the issues are germane that come out of this committee, I'd be doing everything I could to get them included onto the bill in the form of amendments. What I'd not want to do is to put all of our eggs again in the same basket and let them be and have them stop short, and we end up not having a major vehicle where we can kind of climb on board. I'm not trying to throw any monkey wrenches into the works at all. I'm trying to get more vehicles out there because I know that that's what we really need. There's some places to be able to carry our issues forward, and we're in such a limited time period. I'm trying to avoid that bottleneck of the Ways and Means.
So you're saying prepare for the floor with these amendments?
That's what I would recommend. We go this route right now, so we can go. We think we can get this one to the general register without it being challenged, to drag it somewhere else. If we can get it up on the calendar, and then you have germane amendments to go to it, you know, go for it. You know, that's if the issues have already been through here, I'll be supporting.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions on the D04 amendment? Okay, the question occurs on D04 amendment. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Bill is amended. Anything else for one more? We have a D06 amendment. Representative Erdahl.
I don't have the amendment.
We don't have him.
I don't. Now I don't. Okay.
Energy and conservation.
Just, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I have talked with both of the amendments that I have with Chair Knobloch, and he says he does not need to see them as long as there is no general fund expenditure. This one is merely says that the Commissioner of Agriculture shall study the feasibility of using developing energy sources as well. You can read it, but basically we're using energy sources as they relate to land owned by the state of Minnesota for possible energy sources.
Questions? And Representative Erdahl, just Representative Knobloch has a I know what you've just stated it, but I just want to make it really clear that I'm going with the assumption that he is absolutely not going to be saying that this has got to go back to his committee because of this study, right?
Well, as we know, there's nothing absolute around here, but he did say to me that it was okay because they weren't costing money.
That's as good as I can ask for. Thank you. Any comments or questions on the D06 amendment? Question occurs on it, D06. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Bill is amended. Representative Erdahl, the 07 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This one creates a task force basically to study the licensing policies as they relate to agricultural products of the University of Minnesota.
Members, this the other amendment we just had was in our omnibus bill, or in
this one was in the higher education omnibus.
This is where it was, huh? So we have not heard this one here, but it was in higher education omnibus bill. So it's Representative Junkin.
Again, just to repeat a question I had Representative Erdahl earlier, I guess I'm a little surprised we can tell the University of Minnesota to do anything. Because that's exactly what you're telling them, is to set up a task force, pay for it, and include all these people, set up meetings. And again, I don't want to squash this, but my suggestion would have been the Commissioner of Agriculture, maybe in consultation with the University of Minnesota, would report back to legislature and include these people in their input. And I guess I know the university's in the room too. If they're willing to be told what to do and do this, it'd be kind of fun to hear from them. Yeah.
And Mr. Chairman, Representative Junkie, we did have this discussion. We had a fairly lengthy meeting a couple of weeks ago. It had the outgrowth of this from a dispute over licensing of apples varieties. And at one time, we went back and forth as to who was going to chair this, the Department of Agriculture or the University of Minnesota. I had switched it. I switched it back again at the University of Minnesota's request. They want to basically chair this and oversee it. And I think that that's fine at this point. They've agreed to do this.
Okay.
Someone from here.
They've just come to agree, I assume.
For the record, we really appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, Todd Iverson on behalf of the University of Minnesota. I agree with the study completely. The only thing that I would request is in drafting of this that the University of Minnesota is requested rather than shall
or may.
Is requested is the normal vernacular.
That would be. Sure, we delete the word shall and insert
is requested to.
I'm fine with that because I trust the University of Minnesota explicitly.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay, Representative Erdahl incorporates into his amendment on page 1, line 5, the delete the word shall and insert is requested to.
Mr. Chair.
Okay. Representative Erdahl incorporated that. Representative Junkin.
I guess then I'd ask the university moving down like to line 1.9 where it says the task force must. The task force is requested to include. I mean,
That isn't as, okay, at least under.
So some directives are all right, some aren't.
All right. We're responsible for putting the task force together.
Well, they've always told us they can't tell us what to do, and all of a sudden they can.
It just depends on how you ask them, Representative.
I just want to hear it from them. For future
must reference. Be because of the
that's all I'm getting
so amenable.
As for the record, I think what we're reading is that the university is being asked to is requested to establish a task force, but they do not object to us telling the task force that they must include certain items. So that's what it's. Any other questions on the D07 amendment? Okay, question occurs on D07. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Bill is amended. There any other amendments to House File 3546? I'm told no. So the motion will occur on House File 3546, be recommended to pass as amended, and be re-referred to the General Register. Any questions on that motion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Bill is amended. Any other business? Any other items? This train's leaving town. All right. Thank you very much, members. We are adjourned.